John's Gospel, chapter 4, and we'll read at verse 4. And he must needs go through Samaria. That's the Lord Jesus. Then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou this living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof, himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. And that I shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Pardon me. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Now look down to verse number 25. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Now I know that's a lot of reading, but I trust that God will bless what we've read together along with what you heard. I don't know if you noticed in my reading, but we read one more if. And I want to speak on that tonight. I had no idea what he was going to speak on tonight. But I want to speak on this little word, if. If you knew, is what the Lord Jesus said. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that spake unto thee, you would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. If you knew. Now, if someone said that to you, if you knew, what are they basically saying? You don't know. There's something you don't know. And he was right. There was something she did not know. Because he said, if you knew, you would have asked me. But you didn't know. So I want to look at what this woman did not know. And then we're going to look at what she did know. There's some things you don't know. There's some things I don't know. I used to work with a man. He's gone to heaven now. He was a lot older than me. And when I tried to correct him foolishly, he would say to me, John, if you had to write two books, one on how much you know and one on how much you don't know, which would be the biggest? And I always had to hang my head. We think we know a lot more than what we really know. Especially when it comes to getting to heaven. You think you know. But the truth is you don't know. And everybody has to come to that point where they realize, I really don't know. I can remember when I came to that point. I always thought I could get saved when I wanted to. When I get concerned, I'll get saved. Until I found out, I don't know how to be saved. If this were your last night, here's another if. If this were your last night and you needed to be saved tonight, could you get saved? Go ahead. Try it. You don't know how, do you? She didn't know. First of all, we read this. Jesus must needs go through Samaria. He needed to go there. You know why he needed to go there? Because there was a woman there that needed to be saved, and she didn't even know it. She did not know her great need. He knew it, but she didn't know it. Is there someone here like that tonight? And the Lord knows your need to be saved? And he knows you need to be saved tonight? And you don't know that? He knows the wheels could be turning down the highway tonight already. That's going to take your life. And you don't know that. I hope that's not true. But he knows. And you don't. He knew this woman was coming to the well before she got there. And he needed to be there for her because she needed to be saved. But she didn't know. She did not know her need to be saved. Do you know your need? Your greatest need? Do you know you need to be saved tonight? That's the only people that ever get saved, is when they realize I need to be saved tonight. She didn't know her need. She did know about thirst. But she didn't know that the thirst that she had could never, never be quenched by the men of this world. It was something she was trying to quench. The Lord Jesus called it thirst. You and I know what thirst is when you're really thirsty. Okay, that's physical thirst. But there's a spiritual thirst that everybody has that they're trying to satisfy with what you can get out of this world. Some people think if I could make more money, I'd be satisfied. You can never get enough. You can never get enough. You'll always want a little bit more. If I had the right man, some women think. That's what this woman thought. If I had the right man, I'd be satisfied. She was on number five, number six. He had five husbands, and the man she had now was, she couldn't get satisfied. She didn't know that this world can never satisfy that heart of yours. It can't do it. Do you know that? That there's nothing in this world that'll ever satisfy you? Never. People just keep reaching for this, trying that. A new kick here, a new fad here. Try this, try that. I'm going for this. I'm going to do this. And they think it'll somehow satisfy. It'll never satisfy you. Now, that doesn't mean you should stop living. But you need to know that there's nothing in this world that'll ever satisfy your heart. Because God made your heart. And the only one that can ever satisfy it is Him. She didn't know her need of Him. Do you? See, sometimes we're partly to blame for this, preachers of the gospel. We're partly to blame for this because the way we preach the gospel, it's like you need an insurance policy for when you die at the end that you'll go to heaven. Well, that's not really true. It is true that when you die and you're saved, you'll go to heaven. But that's not why you need to be saved. You need to be saved because you need Christ. You need Him now. You need Him for life. You need Him for time. You need Him for eternity. You need Christ because it's the only way your sins can ever be forgiven, for time and for eternity. You need Christ. That's what being saved is. It's having Christ as your Savior. It's knowing the Lord Jesus personally, now, having Christ. Do you know your need of Christ? She didn't. She didn't know who He was. She didn't know she needed Him. In fact, she said something that was almost like an insult. She said, "What are you doing talking to me? You're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. The Jews don't talk to us." She was blaming the Jews. "You have no dealings with us. Why are you asking for a drink of water from me? You expect me to give you something when you won't do anything for me?" That's basically what she was saying. She didn't know. She didn't know she needed Him. If you were to write down on a piece of paper tonight your greatest need, what would it be? And it could be granted. What you need before tomorrow morning, what would you write down? You could have anything you wanted. What would be your greatest need? It is Christ. But she didn't know it. In fact, she didn't even know who was speaking to her. I dare say there's some of you in this meeting tonight and you don't know who's speaking to you. You think John Procopio, you probably don't even know my name, but that's my name. I just introduced myself, John Procopio. Okay? You'll never remember my last name, but just call me John. That's good enough. You think John is speaking to you? You got to get beyond my voice. This is what God says. I'm just the voice piece. I'm just the one He's using right now. You think Daryl was speaking to you? You heard Daryl speak? If that's all you heard, you missed it. God was using him to speak to you. It was God speaking? She didn't know that day that Jesus was speaking to her. It was different. He was right there in person, but she still didn't know that was God. She just thought it was a Jewish man. And here all the while, God was speaking to her. God was trying to get her attention. God wanted to save her, but she didn't know it. Did you know that tonight? You came to a gospel meeting. You probably didn't come to get saved, but do you know why God is here? Because God wants to save you tonight. You didn't know that, did you? She didn't either. If you knew, that's what he said to her. If you knew, if only you knew, you'd do something about it, wouldn't you? If you knew this was your last opportunity, if you knew this was God speaking to you, that this meeting was designed by God for you, would you do it? Would you get saved? Would you listen? Would you listen for eternity? Would you listen with all your heart? If you knew this was your last encounter with Christ, it was hers, and she didn't know it. Can you imagine telling Christ, telling the Son of God, you have nothing to draw with? He offered her living water. That's salvation, by the way. That's what he offered her. Living water. Water that would be satisfy the deepest need within. If you drink of this water, he said, you'll never thirst. It'll satisfy your soul. And she said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Is that what you think? You think God couldn't save you? You think he doesn't have the power? He has nothing to draw with? She was right about one thing. The well was deep. Let me tell you about the well that he draws from. It's the well of Calvary. It's where he paid the deepest price. It's where he suffered the deepest suffering that anyone has ever suffered. You think hell is bad? If you ever open your eyes in hell, you'll be there for one person's sins, just your own. Do you know what Christ suffered on Calvary? It's unimaginable. He suffered for the sins of the entire race. You talk about deep suffering. He suffered for the sins of the world. All of our hells put together. And she said, you have nothing to draw with? He had everything to draw with. He pays the price of all our sin. And from that finished payment, he draws out and says, I can save you now. It's like telling Bill Gates. He takes you to the bank and you say, Bill, sorry, you have nothing to draw with. He can draw out of a bank what you and I could never draw out of a bank. Why? Because he's a billionaire. Christ can draw out of the well of salvation enough to forgive all your sins. Why? Because he's a billionaire. He paid the price of it all. And he can draw out of that and save any sinner. He could save you tonight. He could save her. But she didn't know it. But he always saves from sin. So he said, go call your husband. Not so he could save her husband, so that she could face herself. So she says, I don't have one. He said, right, you had five. And the one you have now is not really your husband. You're just living with him. Why did he do that? Just to show her herself. It was almost like holding a mirror up so that she could see herself. She could see her sin. She could see her need. She needed Christ. Only Christ could satisfy her. That's what salvation is, you know. It's salvation from your sin to Christ. It's not a thing. It's not like a jacket you put on. I got salvation and you put this coat on. No, no. It's being saved from yourself, from your sin. It's having Christ as your Savior. So she says, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. No, no, he's not a prophet. He's the Son of God. Let's look at what she did know. She knew this, that Christ was coming. She'd heard that much. And she knew that the Messiah was coming. That's Christ. That's the man that's there. She knew that he was coming and he would have the answer. But she thought that was a long way off. Sometime in the future, Christ is coming. And she didn't realize that he was right here. Let me speak to you, children. You've heard that the Lord Jesus is coming again? He is. Did you know he's here tonight? He's here tonight. That's why you can be saved. He is coming physically again. But in spirit, he's here tonight. And he has the power to save you here tonight. She said, Messiah's coming. And he said, I am he. I'm right here. Listen to what she said, what she did know. She said, I know this, that he's coming. And I know this, that when he comes, he'll tell us all that we need to know. Do you catch that? He'll tell us all things, all that we need to know. So did he tell her all she needed to know? He did. He told her about herself, her sin, and he told her about himself. Do you know that's all you need to know? I'm going to tell you about a man named Lee. I don't even know his last name. He was a Chinese man. And he came to Vancouver. Peter Ramsey and I were having meetings in Vancouver. And Lee came to those meetings, but he came to learn English. Someone told him, if you sit and listen to English long enough, it'll sink in. So he was coming, and I can tell you right where he was sitting. He was sitting right in the second row from the front every night, listening. Someone gave him an English and a Chinese Bible. And he was trying to follow along in the Chinese Bible while we were preaching and reading from the scripture. But every Monday night, we had a cup of tea, Chinese tea, down in the basement after the meeting. And I got talking to Lee one night, and he was doing pretty good with English, just listening to the gospel all the time. And he was picking up more and more. He was a smart, very smart man. So one night, at one of those Monday nights, I asked him, I said, Lee, do you ever think about being saved? He said, me? I said, yeah, you, Lee. Me. I said, yeah. He said, you're a funny man. I said, no, I'm not being funny, Lee. Me, he said. I said, yeah, you. Oh, Mr. John, he said, 2 years. I said, 2 years? He said, this is a big book. And it clicked. He figured he had to know the whole book to be saved. I said, no, Lee, not 2 years, two things. You don't need to know the whole book. You just need to know two things. It's the two things Jesus told this woman. Did you catch them? Lee always had a pencil and paper with him, a little notebook. And I don't know what he was writing because he wrote it in Chinese characters, and I can't read Chinese, I can't speak Chinese. So he would take notes during the meeting, and it just looked like scribbles to me. So he pulled out his notebook. He says, okay, tell me two things. So I said, okay, number one, I am a guilty sinner. He just looked at me, I said, go ahead, write it down. He wrote. I think he wrote, I am a guilty sinner, but it was just scribble on a paper to me. All right, Mr. John, he said, what's number two? Jesus died for me. You know what he wrote? Jesus died for Lee. Not what I told him. I said, Jesus died for me. Thank you, he said. Thank you. And he went home. Told his wife, I learned two things in the gospel meeting tonight. Oh, she said, what were they? He took out his piece of paper. I am a guilty sinner. Jesus died for Lee. That's what he learned. That's what this woman learned. I'm the guilty sinner. And Jesus said, I am he. I am the Son of God. They went to bed. Lee couldn't sleep. So he got up. And he didn't want to wake his wife up, so he didn't turn the light on. But all he could remember was the first thing that he learned. And he told me. He was pacing back and forth in the bedroom like this. And all he could think of is, I am guilty sinner. I am a guilty sinner. I am a guilty sinner. What was the other one? I am a guilty sinner. His wife woke up and she said, Lee, what are you doing? He says, I'm trying to remember. I am a guilty sinner. Oh, Lee, she said, go to bed. You told me that already. No, he said, you don't understand. She didn't understand. It was getting to him. He was starting to understand. I am the guilty sinner. I am guilty before God. But he didn't know the answer to it. All he could think of was, I am guilty. And the more he thought about it, the more it bothered him. I am guilty. I am the guilty sinner. He couldn't remember what the second thing was. Finally, he said, I just decided, I'll go to bed. He said, and just as I was getting into bed, it came to me. Jesus died for Lee. He said, I gave my wife a shake. He says, I got it. Jesus died for Lee. Oh, Lee, she said, you told me that. Go to sleep. No, he said, Jesus died for Lee. She looked at him like, what is wrong with this man? See what happened? When he took his place as the guilty sinner, he understood that's why Christ came. He came for me. He came for Lee. Two things this woman learned that night, that day at the well. I am the guilty sinner, and Jesus came for me. Be a wonderful thing if you learned that tonight before you left. I am the guilty sinner, and Jesus died for me. Let's pray. Our Father, we ask thy blessing upon thy word. We thank thee for these ifs that we have looked at in the Bible. And we pray that God would use them to speak to sinners tonight. Thank thee that the Lord Jesus came to save, to seek and to save that which is lost. And we thank thee that sinners could be saved tonight. Part us with thy blessing, we pray, in our Savior's name. Amen.